A new report shows more than half of Wisconsin adults will be obese by 2030 unless we do something. The expanding obesity rate could lead to huge health problems and hefty health care bills. Amy Minen is state nutrition coordinator for the health department. She says a lot is already being done to address the issue.
We're all working together at the moment to create healthier places where we live, work, learn, and play so individuals can make healthy choices. And we feel strongly about sticking to this plan of working together across the state so that we won't reach 56% in 2030.
Farm to school is already working. It involves incorporating locally grown food into school meals and snacks. Many schools are taking that one step further, Minen says, by adding gardening and nutrition education. John Morgan is state physical activity coordinator at DHS. He says joint use agreements in communities and workplaces make it easier to get physical activity and better nutrition. The Active Schools program encourages 1 hour of physical activity per day from things like walking or biking to school and active recess.
Based on the recommendation, which would be for them to get at least 60 minutes a day, and if you look at the numbers for Wisconsin, there's probably a little bit over half of the students are getting that amount.
Students in Maquoneco are not happy with the new dietary standards for school lunches. Monday, 70% of the students boycotted their cafeteria meals. Minen says that's a great conversation starter. The obesity problem didn't happen overnight, and she says it can't be fixed overnight. The report shows almost 28% of Wisconsin adults are currently obese. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.